This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 18th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. I'm good. Obviously, we had a rough double eviction. There's a lot of sorrow on my end that the two people I really wanted to win left, and now we're stuck with these jokers in here. Let's talk about what happened yesterday and sort of get into it.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 73 in the house, and surprisingly, we did get some stuff that went down yesterday.
It was just like all so unnecessary. Like, I was like, oh, great, I'll come on and just be like, yeah, more of the same. Because it was like sort of more of the same. But also, like, Big D is just being Big D. I don't even know what else to say. We'll get into it, obviously. But like, what? Why? This didn't, I mean, I feel like Xavier, who's like, why is this happening? What are you thinking? What are you doing? But I guess when you're a one level player, that's what happens.
I mean, the level of gameplay has diminished so rapidly.
I mean, this is the thing. Like, I obviously this is what happened because, you know, the cookout stuck together, made history. Like, they are the strongest Big Brother alliance of all time. But the strongest player in the cookout was set up terribly in the cookout, and she knew that. So once she left, the rest of these flailing fools are just really, like, how did we end up with this final four? It's wild to me. And, you know, Xavier is playing good Big Brother at this point, but the problem is, he has a Victoria who, like, is worse than Victoria, who is going to mess it all up for him if they don't shut up. Like, it's just really wild. And I have so much, like, overarching thoughts about the type of player Xavier is, the type of player Azza is, whatever is going on with Kylan. And then we got our new replacement one level player here, just to sort of get into all of it. But I suppose at this point I'm rooting for Xavier because he's the best player left in the house, and I would prefer that the best player wins. But it's wild to me that that this is our final four.
I mean, things are really, you'd think that with players like Azza and Big D that a player like Xavier would have complete control over the end game here, but he seems to rapidly be losing control. We'll talk about it as we go.
I think I think that the best way that I can really describe Xavier is Xavier is a very similar player to someone like Casey, mm-hmm. who socially is great. Like everybody likes, and people want to put the onus of the moves on them because they like them. They feel good about them. I will give Xavier more credit maybe than like if I'm in the house, the way that these people are thinking is like, I'm going to give Xavier maybe even more credit than he deserves because it feels good to give him the credit because of the type of person that he is, because of the way he makes me feel. But because Xavier is a Casey-like player who like just hitches their wagon, like if this type of player manages to hitch their wagon to the best player of the season, a la Casey Tyler, and Xavier found himself in this position with the cookout, they ride it out to the end, they win. But because he is not, you know, doing this himself, he is losing control of these big D type players. He's not putting in the work. He doesn't understand. I really think he doesn't understand all of the work that Tiffany put in for him prior to her leaving. And now that she's gone, he's sort of fumbling the bag a little bit here and doesn't really know how to really nail it in the end game and really stick the landing. And, just my overarching thought on all of it. I don't know if you would agree with that, like sense of the type of player that he is.
I definitely think that's, we'll get into it, but like, mm-hmm. he I think has been making some critical errors here. We'll get into it. We started the day, Big D and Kylan. So Big D and Kylan the day, by the way, Xavier's the HOH. He nominated Big D or sorry, nominated Kylan and Azza. They were anticipating that they were going to get the veto competition yesterday, day 73. Turns out there was no veto competition that day, but they were thinking that it was going to happen. Now the day before, Xavier had approached, Big D about cutting Kylan. If Xavier or Big D were to win the veto, he thinks that it will give him a better shot of, you know, getting to the final two with Big D. Now, talked about this yesterday. I actually don't think this is the best play for Xavier. I don't particularly blame him for not trusting Kylan to take him to the end or wanting to take the risk that he might lose that competition. But ultimately, I don't think it's necessarily the best call. And he also is having trouble convincing Big D to cut Kylan, mm-hmm. which is remarkably absurd, because Big D should want to cut Kylan at all costs.
I think that this just goes to show how emotional of a player Big D is. He's completely delusional, obviously, about his ability and what he's done, but he's also so emotional. He likes Kylan. He doesn't want to cut Kylan. He likes Kylan more than Azza. So now he's deluded himself into thinking that he's the reason that Azza has lasted this long so that he can justify to himself that he should cut Azza for Kylan. And it just goes to show, like, of course, you know, we're ragging on Big D because he's terrible. But he also, like, all of his moves are completely emotionally driven because of who he likes, who he wants to be sitting next to, etc.
Yes. And so Big D, he's now conflicted. I mean, he's like, maybe I should take out Kylan, which would be way better for his game. Or maybe I should not take out Kylan because I would feel so bad cutting my best friend in this house that I've done so much work with and deserves to be here. No, not Azza. No, Kylan. I wouldn't want to do that to Kylan. He had a conversation with Kylan where he was like, hey, Kylan, what, you know, if we got to the final three, you, me, and Xavier, you would take, you know, what would you do? You would take me, right? And Kylan was like, whoa. How could you even ask? That is just that.
It's like
very upsetting that you would even like question me like that. Like, I'm in a very vulnerable state right now, and you're asking me those kinds of questions. Like, it sounds like you're thinking about taking me out. Like what is going on?
Oh God, but God forbid, you know, these emotional women, these emotional cookout women. I just like, that's a very normal question to ask somebody. And all you have to do is say, you, I take you, please keep me. I take you no matter what. And then you go to Xavier, who is your actual final two for God knows what reason, to Kyland, and say, oh, just so you know, I told Big D that. Obviously it's not true. That's Big Brother 101.
Yeah, but Kyland, I think, is genuinely upset that somebody would dare question him. So Big D is going to apologize to Kyland in the morning. He says, look, I'm sorry that I did that. I have a big trust with you and whatnot. And my intentions were not supposed to come out as a threat. And Kyland's, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's great. No worries. It's not a big deal. It's fine. Doesn't sound like it's fine. But they're going to table it for now because Kyland won't engage. Kyland talks to Azza, Big D talks to Azza about Kyland. He explains to Azza, the conversation that he had. He was like, so I asked Kyland about this thing, and what we were doing to get the thing. And Kyland got upset about it. And he said it reminded him of Tiffany and how Tiffany would question him too all the time. He's like, hey, don't be like Tiffany. Be like Tiffany. Oz was like, bull. I call BS. Like, girl, I know. He's like, don't worry, Azza. This is it. This is the final straw for me. I've decided I am not going to pick a man over my friend in this game. I am taking you.
What a way to phrase it, too. Like, yeah, sure, Big D. If you want to hear me just rant for an hour, I will. But like, I'm just going to choose to let it go. Everybody knows Big D is so bad. Yeah, that's all.
There you go. Big D talks to Xavier with Azza, says, Xavier, hey, I've decided I am not getting rid of Azza. I've done everything that Kyland wanted, and for him to be upset that I asked the question is ridiculous. That's what's going on. I am keeping Azza. I'm cutting Kyland. And then Xavier pulls Big D away. And he's like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you telling her all of this information before the veto? What's going to happen if Kyland wins the veto? She's going to tell him that you were going to cut him. What? No, no, she won't. Please. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Big D. Just please stop talking. Just don't say anything until after the veto.
And this is what I mean about Xavier. If Xavier was the level player that he thinks he is, he would have complete control over Big D. None of this would be happening. He would have deluded Big D enough to the fact, like, he would really have, like, there's no way Big D would go rogue and do this, but he just is not, he just doesn't have that hold over him that he believes he does. So Big D is just running his mouth and giving every opportunity for their plan to blow up.
It's also, I think, ironic, because Xavier did the exact same thing. He told Big D before the veto,
I know,
that they should cut Kyland.
I know.
Guess what Big D's going to do once, if they get to the final three with Kyland, when it's Kyland versus Xavier in part three of the final HOH.
Exactly.
Big D's going to be like, hey, Kyland, remember final four? Xavier actually had some things to say about cutting you. Like, I don't think Xavier realized that, but, you know,
I don't understand. Like, why do these people think that they have to be honest with each other? Like, Azza, you know, is like, I can't believe Kyland would use that veto on me. On Xavier. He did not tell me he was going to do that. Like, why do they just assume that being honest is the way to go? I think it's because the cookout was controlling everything and they could be honest with each other the whole time because they were in charge. But like, why do Can they not just think in their head? Do they have to voice every game move that they have and bounce it off of somebody? I just don't know why everybody should just be quiet until the veto. Like, I should come on here and say, oh yeah, nobody's talking game, obviously, until the veto, because nobody should be, because the veto is going to determine everything. Like, what are they doing?
I mean, I feel like this week is an easy slam dunk for Xavier. It's you keep Azza off the block. If you can, mm-hmm. you don't even need to talk to her about taking out Kyland. You know, she's going to take out Kyland. Mm-hmm. Boom. Azza and Big D in the final three, if that's what you want. And it wouldn't be terrible for you if Big D went home this week. You know why? Because first of all, Azza has a better chance of beating Kyland in the final three HOH. If you really don't want to bring Kyland or lose to Kyland, if you really want to go against Azza in part three, she has a better chance of beating Kyland in one of those competitions. Probably not going to happen, but better chance. And then also, Azza is not bringing Kyland to the final two. She's bringing you, and you beat her, mm-hmm. and you can bring her and beat her. But instead, he wants Big D, who definitely loses, and who Kyland is a lot more likely to take. And who has dirt on you now because you exposed that you want Kyland out.
Yeah, I think maybe the thing is, like, Big D is a zero vote finalist. I think the only possible vote he could get in the end is a scorned Kyland. You know, like, I really think that he knows Big D is a zero vote finalist. So he's like, well, I'm going to take the surefire win versus Kyland, who I don't know what people are talking about. Or Azza, who, you know, they're all worried about this girls thing, that they're all going to vote for the women.
Is he mm-hmm. genuinely thinks that because of the women that he might lose to Azza, so he'd rather take Big D, even though the path is easier with Azza.
Mm-hmm. Which I, you know, sure. Like, I just think, and I do think that there perhaps is a bit of validity to that worry. Because he's not hearing what the jury's saying, how they're all like, oh my God, he's so amazing. He's incredible. Like, everybody on these exit interviews in their one, like, just use one word to describe Xavier has used words like incredible, amazing, epic. Like, so he doesn't know that people are saying that. So I do see, because the lore with these guys about, like, the women are going to all vote for each other has become this larger than life thing. So, and that is what they believe is the truth, right? Perception is reality in the Big Brother house. But so he wants to take Big D because he knows he would be a zero vote finalist. But with Kyland, I also think Kyland has drawn dead at this point. And unless Kyland can cut Xavier at the final three and take Big D, he loses.
Well, that's Sorry, the thing, ahead. Right? Is that now Big D can tell Kyland. And I think that Kyland's win equity has gone up in the last 2 days, because mm-hmm. even though he may be evicted this week at four, if he doesn't get evicted this week at four, that means Azza's evicted. And that means that Big D will be there to tell him, yeah, Xavier worked really hard to try to convince me to evict you last week. And Kyland can go, wow. Wow.
Ultimate betrayal.
the fact that he even questioned me at all. Then maybe Kyland ends up taking Big D and Kyland wins the game.
Mm-hmm. And I do think that next to Kyland, Big D is not a zero vote finalist, I have to say. I think that he gets Brittany. I think he gets Azza, maybe.
D gets Azza in any scenario.
Really? Even over Xavier?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Yeah, but I don't know about that. He told her that he would cut her for Kyland and Xavier.
And then she said in reply to that, I will still always take you to the final two, Big D. You're my best friend. Xavier's cute, but you're my best friend. I would never, you know.
I also have to say this, not to digress, but I have not gotten to talk since the double eviction. Azza's favorite player is June. Right? Mm-hmm. She talks all about how Azza is her favorite player is June. Mm-hmm. The double eviction was the perfect opportunity to be June. Like, that is the June song moment for her. And she did what she did. So, all right.
Yeah. She's talked about how, like, I thought I was going to be able to play a more interesting game, like the ones that I've liked to watch, but it's just not me.
No, it's not. Clearly.
So Big D is going to talk with Kylan. They try to talk through the situation again. Big D is like, I hate that you feel like, that I feel like you don't trust me anymore. You know, I'm so sorry for what I did. It's okay. It's fine. Still not really, breaking through here. So Big D goes to Xavier again. He's like, I'm losing it, Xavier. I'm losing it. I think I'm going home. They're both going to cut me now. You're right. I shouldn't have said so much. I thought I was positioned so perfectly. I've done so much work. All season long. Now it's going to end just like this. All season long, just to go out like this.
He says that he, you know, has done all of this work for Azza. He's the reason that she's here and that he's manipulated for Kylan and lied for Kylan. And he's the reason that he's here. And now he's going to get cut. So there, that's another tally on Big D's delusional factor.
Yeah. And so he is freaking out and Xavier's like, dude, just chill. Just stop talking. Just all you need to do is stop talking. Please just stop talking. Do not say another word to anybody again until after the veto. Okay. Okay. Not going to say anything. Oh, hey, Kylan, can we just talk for a sec? Okay.
I also, Taryn, I do have to say this is, unfortunately, I identify with Big D in this moment, because if you are someone with anxiety and you think that someone is mad at you and you have messed up in some way, I am someone who can't let it go. Like I need to talk it out. I need to figure it out. I would not be able to do what Xavier is asking and just sit on my hands and let it play out. Even if I knew it was the right thing to do, because your brain is just spinning and you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I understand emotionally why he's like, I need to talk to him. I need to fix this. I won't be able to rest until it's fixed. It's important to me, because he's playing emotionally and because he needs Kylan not to be mad at him. And he's telling himself stories now about how he's going to get kicked out. But it's just so wrong. It's just so not right at all. Like, just go to bed. Go to bed. But just pop a melatonin pill and go to bed. Please, Big D, please.
I mean, I think most of the time the answer is not to stop talking. I mean, I think that Big D should continue to talk to people. He should talk to them in a different way.
Yes, that's what I mean.
But, yeah,
that is what I mean. Like, the way that he is and what he's about to do to, and what he's about to say to Kylan, like, is the wrong thing for everybody in this moment, and the wrong, just wrong in general. Big D needed to take a deep breath, go to bed, wake up. It's a new day in the morning. You can think with a clear head. You can have some coffee and you can think about the way that you should talk to him to fix it versus the spin out that he was doing last night. Basically word vomiting every thought and anxiety and fear that he had to whoever would listen to him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
He talks to Kylan again. And this is the big conversation. We've reached nighttime already. This has gone back and forth. Kylan finally engages. He talks to Big D. He says, look, it just hurt. just hurt. You know, it just, I didn't like that you questioned me like that. Again, this is Kyle in translation. It took about 20 minutes to get here. Through all of it, he is saying, you know, I have been in a position to prove to you that you can trust me. I've won a lot of competitions time and time again. I have proven to you that you can trust me. I've been playing with my heart and not with my head. And that's how I play this game. And for you to ask me a question about like what I would do in the final three after I've proven to you time and time again in a spot where if you win the veto, you could take me out, where it seems like it's now a threat and I have to answer a certain way when, again, I've proven to you and you haven't proven to me anything at this point because you haven't won anything at this point. It felt bad. You hurt me. And Big D says, oh my God, that makes so much sense. I'm so sorry. You are so right. I wasn't thinking about how to make you feel comfortable in that moment. I was thinking about what I could do or what you could do for me and not what I could do for you. And that's not fair. I was being selfish. You have done so much for me and you have done so much in this game and you deserve to be here and you don't deserve to have somebody question you like that. And Kylan says, yes, I've made decisions for my heart to get us guys to the final three, final six. It benefited me a little bit because Tiffany, but final five was purely a heart move. I could have taken Xavier out there and then stomped right down to the end, but I didn't because I wanted to be here with you guys. And he tells a story about his ex-girlfriend and how she thought she was suspecting that he had, you know, not been super on the up and up in their relationship. And then he was like, what are you talking about? And got upset with her. But he had already been not on the up and up in their relationship. And then afterward, he finally came to the conclusion that he had tricked himself into thinking he hadn't done anything wrong. And then he says like, and my girlfriend even said like, she can't even complain about me as a boyfriend because I was the perfect boyfriend, except for that one thing that I did. And so I don't know how this exactly translates to.
Oh my God, I missed that. I missed it because I was like, what are the highlights? I can't listen to Kylan ramble. Are you kidding me? He said that? I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder how this translates to Kylan as a boyfriend. And then decided not to say it because I thought it was cruel and unfair. Excuse me?
I mean, Maggie, his ex-girlfriend did say that she can't even claim because he was a great boyfriend. So,
oh, except for the time that he cheated on her?
Except for that one time, you know.
Oh, of course. Yeah. All my exes are great too, except for the one time they cheated on me. What? Just want to say, never had an ex-boyfriend cheat on me. Don't want anybody that, but like, I just can't imagine what goes through this man's head. This is absurd. In what world, like, how narcissistic do you have to be to think this is a good story to tell? That this reflects great on you?
Well, he's learned a lot from that, clearly.
This is, so is he trying to make the connection that Big D is him in the situation with his girlfriend?
So it was kind of hard to see the point in this, to be honest. But I believe that his ultimate point was that was a moment where he was in the wrong and that he discovered later that he was in the wrong. And then goes on to sort of, I guess, justify it because he was otherwise a great boyfriend. Which I'm sure he was.
Especially if this is how he speaks to people. Like I said, I was going to make a comment about how he is as a boyfriend based off of the way that he was speaking to Big D and decided it would not be okay to bring up. But like, he's just doing it to himself. I'm sorry. You think Big D is the most delusional person? And then something like this happens and I don't know who's going to take the delusional crown. I'm speechless. straight up speechless.
Yeah. So I think the point he was trying to make was that, just relating the situation, sometimes you haven't, you've convinced yourself that you haven't done, a wrong thing, even though you have done a wrong thing. And that, something along those lines. So, Colin goes on to talk about how he is a little bit worried that, Xavier may have a lot of reason to cut him this week. Because it would certainly let Xavier have a higher chance of winning the final HOH. That he is feeling a little vulnerable in that sense. Not that he doesn't trust Xavier, and he certainly trusts Big D. He knows that Big D plays with his heart just like he does. Maybe if Xavier won the veto, maybe he should use it on Kylan. What about that? Would you be okay with that, Big D? If we had Xavier use the veto on me, and Big D is like, yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the way that I can make this up to you.
And that's the way I don't have to cut you, and I get to bring both my boys to the final three with me.
Yeah.
Which, like, this is the thing, though. So doing something like this with Xavier's going to immediately know what you're doing. Like, Xavier's not stupid, if you go to Xavier and are like, hey, can I, as you'll see later in the evening, like, why don't you use the veto on me? Like, not, it's not going to go the way that you think it is, but we'll get there when we get there.
We will. They're also going to have, eat a dinner and be chatting. And, the guys are then going to go on to tell Azza that, hey, you've got a bit of a face that you make. We're not saying it's resting B face, but it's like resting I'm upset face. And they go on to talk about this, that she just is, it always looks like something's wrong. Poor Azza is just like, I think I'm normally a very smiley person. It's just like, I'm sure I'm just thinking a lot in this house and I'm stressed and I don't know. And they go on to all three of them are talking about it. And so she's obviously not super pleased with this discussion. She's going to have a bit of a conversation with Xavier afterward about that she kind of got upset about some things, and Xavier feels like she gets more upset with him than the other guys, and she says, no, it's not like that. And then she asks him to cuddle, and he says no, and it's awkward. So that all happened.
Yeah. What the heck? These guys, man. They just keep on keeping on, huh? And also, Azza coming to Xavier and being like, that upset me. And Xavier being like, you got more upset with me than the other guys. Well, maybe she just feels more comfortable talking to you about how she's upset than she does with the other guys, because she knows that you'll probably respond better. But this is an example of how Xavier is not the mystical player that he believes him to be. Any other amazing social player in that situation would be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I didn't stand up for you. I don't agree with that. You know what I mean? Like, they would be trying to put her at ease, and he just comes back at her and is like, well, I think that you get more mad at me than the other guys. So that's something you do that I don't like. Like, I just, these guys, these guys, whew.
Yeah.
There's something else.
So Kylan's going to talk with Xavier later into the night. They just go to bed pretty early. He tells Xavier about his conversation with Big D.
Is this before or after Big D goes to X and tells him that he talked to Kylan?
This is after.
Okay, so I just want to highlight that Big D goes to X and tells him that he talked to Kylan, and he said that he's like, I think things are good, like, Kylan told me that I trust that you're going to keep me, but I don't know that X is going to keep me. And I was like, I see that. And Xavier's like, you said what, Tim? What? you said you see that? Don't say I see that. why would you do that? Like, it just Big D is just on a roll. I don't know.
Yeah. Big D is feeling a lot better about Kylan after the conversation. Mm-hmm. Kylan goes to Xavier and he says, Big D and I talked and we both agreed that you should use the veto on me if you win. It would just make you feel more comfortable. It's not that, of course I trust you. But I also know that, with me out of the game, you probably have like a 90% chance to win the final HOH. With me in the game, you probably have like a 50% chance to win.
Are you saying that?
It's a powerful incentive. And I don't think you'll make that decision. But it's still like, I've kind of been the one making decisions up until this point. I've been winning all the competition. So it's just like, and I'm in, that's just me. I'm just a very trusting person. I didn't even think about it until I was in a position to not be in control. And Xavier's like, I see what you're saying. Aza, I feel like it'd be weird to explain this to Aza, right? Like she'd be kind of weirded out by that, right? And Kylan's kind of like, she's going home. So, with the whole situation, I feel like, we have to figure out how to explain it to Aza if we did that, and it's Big D, man. He's just like, at some point, Big D's got to get some blood in his hands, right? We can't protect him forever. We don't want to, we want Big D to have to do it himself because he hasn't done any of the things that we need him to do. And kind of like, nah, I can do it though. I think it's fine. It's, let's figure out. And then they talk through how to explain it to Aza that the veto is being used on Kylan.
If I'm Xavier, we already went over this. Never mind. But I just, like, these guys are, they're just flopping around, huh? All these final four, they're just flopping around in the house. They just have no idea. Like, why did any of this happen? Why is any of this happening? The veto hasn't even been played yet. The veto has not been played, and they are just really showing their butts, huh? Like, all of them. I can't handle it. Like you said at the top, like if you needed any more reason to understand that Tiffany was the person who knew what she was doing, this is it. This is atrocious gameplay. It's atrocious from everybody involved. Every single person. Xavier handles this horribly. Like it's just atrocious.
Kylan leaves. Xavier says to the camera, "What are you doing, man? Big D. Oh my God." And of course he's pacing. I've already told him and Aza that if I win the veto, I'm not going to use it. I already told her that. Come on, Big D. Why do you keep talking? You need to stop. I don't get what he's doing.
He should be willing to do something.
Yeah, this guy. Oh, Kai's 100% right. If I win that, he's going home. So. So he's going to do that multiple times because Kai comes back up. I consolidated. Kai goes down to Big D, and he explains to Big D. He's like, so I talked it over with X. Plan is in place. He's going to use the veto on me. We just have to figure out how to explain it to Aza. And Big D's like, sleepy Big D. You just need to win the veto, Kylan. You've done so much. You shouldn't go. You need to win.
Which is also, what are you saying to him? Why are you saying that? You need to, what do you mean? You need to win. You've done so much. You deserve to be here. That sounds like you're going home if you don't win. I can't. These people, man. These people. I feel like Xavier, who's like acting like a little, like, like having a temper tantrum. I'm like, what is happening? Gosh.
All right. Well, that's pretty much what we have. We should expect a veto competition at some point today. So obviously the optimal outcome here for us, I think, is that Xavier wins this veto. And then first of all, at that point, because at this point, I feel like you have to, because Xavier has put it out there now that he wants to cut Kyland, he has to follow through. He can't have Kyland in this game anymore. There's way too much of a risk that Kyland finds out that Xavier wanted to cut him and decides, all right, you know what? Fine, I'm taking Big D. Because Kyland is all about being consistent, following narratives, and how he's played the game, how he has been consistent. The reason he told Tiffany she had to go, despite being a good competitor, was that she didn't trust him. And if he finds out that Xavier is going to cut him at four, I absolutely think that he would be willing to cut Xavier and be like, I was going to take Xavier because I am honorable, but it turns out I'm the only honorable one here.
An argument that people adore is when you're like, you know, I was going to be honorable and then you decided not to be. So I don't have to be anymore. People love to hear that. That makes them feel great about you. That doesn't make you look condescending or, you know, narcissistic. People love when you use that argument against them.
Yeah. So what Xavier should do, in my opinion, is use the veto if he wins on Azza.
Yes.
First of all, use the veto on Azza and make a deal with her. Say, hey, Azza, I want to use the veto on you. I know you want to be the one to take Kyland out, and I know you want to be safe, and I want to get to the final three with you, and I want to get to the final two with you, Azza. If I use this veto on you, will you take me to the final two? She might say no, but she might at least, he might even at least get her to consider it a little more, and he can work on her some more. If this is his ideal final three, this is a great way to start getting in with her. Because let's be real, Big D is not going to be there in part three. And so, Big D's allegiance doesn't matter at this point, even if Azza rats him out.
I have never felt like anybody was less like of a factor in competitions than I do about Big D. Like, because now all of the crapshoots are over, right? There's no more crapshoots. So like, there's just no way that he wins these comps. And because Azza will stick to deals, she's proven that time and time again. The best thing he can do is say, I will let you be the vote to take out Kyland if you take me to the final three. She's absolutely agreeing to that. And then he's a lock. He's in final two.
And then he can do what Big D could do to him if Kyland was there and say, let me tell you, I've been trying and trying to convince Big D to keep you, but he wouldn't do it. That's why I had to use the veto on you. And Big D is not going to be able to effectively lie about it. And I think he then has a great shot of guaranteeing himself a final two spot.
So this is what he should do. Do you think he does this?
It doesn't seem like he's thought of it yet, at the very least. So this is why Xavier winning, I think, is the best outcome, because there's that. He could do that if he thinks of it. There's also what he's more likely to do, which is leaving the nominations the same, despite Kyland wanting him to use the veto. So he has to deal with that whole situation. He leaves the noms the same. And now it's on Big D. And is he able to convince Big D to fully follow through while Kyland is also in Big D's ear about not following
the drama?
And yeah, I mean, it's much more interesting. There's a lot more intrigue here if Xavier wins this veto. If Kyland wins it, you know, it's a lot less interesting. I guess it could theoretically be he could cut Big D or he could cut Azza. I mean, at that point, you kind of want Kyland to cut. In my opinion, he should want Kyland to cut Big D. You know, and then if Azza wins, it's like, I mean, I guess Kyland goes, which is fine, but it's the least interesting way that Kyland goes.
I mean, if we're wanting like retribution for the terrible moves that these players have made, I prefer Azza to go final four, Kyland to be cut by Xavier at final three, and for Big D to be a zero vote finalist. That's how I imagine all of these people who have played poorly to like get their comeuppance. But I do think that if Xavier wins, the drama and like it will be a very tumultuous house, which will be fun for us and for you, who has to update everybody every day on this.
There you go. And that's what we have for you. Maggie, anything else you wanted to bring up?
I don't think so. I think that we covered it all. I still am in awe that Kylan said that. I just, who is this guy? Like, that is a fact that you can keep to yourself if you're on Big Brother. That is something that nobody ever has to know. Like, it's wild to me that he said that. Wow.
Well, there you go. That's what we have for you guys today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Again, we should get the veto, so I will hopefully be able to update you with veto results tomorrow, which could be interesting. This is the most excited I've been updating the live feeds in a while. Take that for what it's worth. Hopefully the episodes accurately capture what am I getting? Who am I getting?
Because the thing, if I know anything about Big Brother, it's that they like a dodo edit. They like to bury someone.
Where's the dodo edit been all season long? We haven't gotten anything.
Well, we got Brent, a dodo edit for Brent. Yeah. Yes. But I think that the problem is that the cookout, I think that they didn't know how to properly edit the cookout because the cookout was steamrolling and they wanted you to root for the cookout, but they didn't know who they wanted you to really root for because Tiffany was a polarizing figure. So like Big D, they sort of leaned into how funny he is. But I do think I can see the dodo edit coming for Big D. I can see him telling Xavier, you know, I said I can see that. And the noise going, bling! And Xavier saying, you said what to Kylan? Like, I can see it all. So I'm fingers crossed. I mean, they're going to have like a ton of episodes to get through, you know?
Yeah, they have to at this point. Like, they've gone 73 days avoiding this edit for Big D, but I don't think they can avoid it anymore. Nowhere to hide at this point. So,
and what other storyline do you have other than Big D messing this up for himself?
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But that's what we've got tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern. I'll update you on what happens today. There's a Circle podcast later today. I believe it's at 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm almost done with the Circle episodes this week. Actually, I thought that they have been very good this week. If you have not checked out the Circle, do so. We'll have a podcast on it later today. And then tomorrow, I will be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, playing some Among Us. And then I've got a Survivor Draft podcast that we're doing tomorrow night. If you are interested, it's a very, very large panel of drafters. If you're interested in that, I actually haven't even looked at the cast yet, so I'm gonna have to do that.
Me either. My friends want me to do one of those, and I'm like, I have no space in my brain.
No more Big Brother until next Wednesday in terms of episodes, but of course, I'll still be here with the updates every morning, and then Tuesday we'll have a round table. So plenty of stuff to come. Thank you guys for joining here. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at @MLMorgan_. And I am covering the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City with Jacob Jones this season. The podcast came out on Mondays. The episodes are on Bravo at 8 p.m. And we are like diving in, talking about all of the women. It's been super fun. We had our first episode drop. If you haven't watched season one, we do like a quick recap of who all of the women are, get you caught up to speed. Definitely check that out. It's in our Hap Up speed. It's so fun and awesome. And Jacob is great. And I hope you are going to be joining us. So yeah.
All right, there we go. Thanks once more for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.